just realized I missed. I left that out of the other set of jigs I did. So I'm really on the ball tonight. And here I am thinking I'm so organized.
But what was that last one, John?
What? That was Haste of the Wedding. And I was supposed to do that with the Patty Taylor set, and I forgot. Of course, I didn't forget. I didn't look at my set list. That's to be perfectly honest with you. I should look at my list. That would be... We lost like 8 people over that. They buggered off. They said, okay, I'm not going to deal with this crap. See, I wouldn't want to be... All right. Let me take one minute here. So do we have any new people on tonight that I haven't met before? Dennis, how are you? Kathy, well, you're not new. Valerie, how are you? You look like you want to say something.
We're new to this.
Who's that?
Dennis.
Oh, you're new. Are you new to this? Is this your first night?
At the
On the slow session?
I like this one because when you play the tunes I don't know, I have a fighting chance.
Yeah. And when I play the tunes I don't know.
So, John, I have to go to a meeting, but I want to introduce Kieran. He's how old are you? Are you 8 or 9?
9.
9? He's an up-and-coming young fiddler. Want to wave to us so we know who you are, Kieran?
Hi, Kieran. How are you?
Hi. Good.
So are you playing along with some of these tunes?
I only knew Bally Desmond, one of them, Bally Desmond. I think
So email me a couple of tunes names and we'll do them next week for you. How's that?
Okay.
Thank you. That'd be great.
We'll get you up and running. So there won't be any holding you back. In
Kieran's mother, Jean, is from Cork. Are you from Cork, Jean?
I'm from Cork. No, I was born in Cork, so.
Oh, yeah. Where in the city?
I was born in the Bonds, the Bonds Hospital in the city.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of whores.
So, and that's my uncle here who's calling in as well.
Fergus, delighted to have you.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, listen,
I'm from Cork.
We won't hold that against you. I'm a yellow belly.
John, yes. there's another couple of people from the other side of Australia here. A friend of mine, Steve Cook and Robin.
Oh yeah, where are they? Say hello.
Sunshine Coast, but they're in a box on your screen somewhere.
But if they say something, I'll know where they are. Say hello, Australia.
John, it's Robin. Robin, I've been coming, but Steve's here too today.
What's that?
Yeah.
I can't. Can you hear it?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
No, I went on a different page to a few people. There's still
I see you now.
Yeah.
Hey, Robin, how are you? And Steve, good. Steve, good to see you.
Yeah.
Robin, we've seen you before. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Do you want to talk a minute about the master session with Caitlin and Karen?
I should have no idea what time it is. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, it's about 5:15.
It's what?
It's about 5:15.
Oh yeah. Okay. And we got plenty of time. I'm going to run out of tunes at this rate. I got to slow down. So yes. So this weekend we have coming up Kathleen McGowan and her husband Kieran Namwini, and I'm guessing, although I don't know this, we'll find out Saturday, I guess, if Kieran is related to Mairead. I'm guessing they are.
Yes,
they are.
He's her nephew. Nephew, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, because it says something about him learning from Francis, and I got to play with Francis once. I met him once. He came to Boston College. The last year, I did the very last year of the Gaelic Roots at Boston College, and Mairead was there with Francis, and we did a little boat trip. They had a little boat trip around the, around the harbor. I don't know where the heck they went, but we had a good time anyway. But, so they're going to be here Saturday, and of course, you know, Carson has been playing in the U.S. quite a bit. She recorded with Sean McComiskey and the band Nikavisky, and she's an amazing musician. I've known her since she was probably about six, or maybe even younger than that. So we've had some good times together over the years. Of course, I've known her father since before she was born, and Anton. We were hoping to get Anton, but with the COVID lockdown, it wasn't possible. So I did the Cultus tour of North America with Anton McGowan in 1979 with Anton and Patsy Hanley and great old Sean Nugent. I would have had Sean in a heartbeat if he was still alive, God rest his soul. But I actually just talked to Lawrence Nugent. So we're going to have Lawrence Nugent come in April sometime. We're still trying to work on the Mulcahy's. They definitely want to do it, but they're worried about trying to get their father with the COVID lockdown and everything. So hopefully we'll see things open up. And of course that depends if everybody still wants to come to it, you know. I mean, there's no point in having it if nobody's going to show up. So, but if you can't make it Saturday, just tell all your friends, spread the word, get it out to as many groups or people as you can, organizations, mailing lists. The more people hear about it, the more chance we have of getting people. And the whole point of this whole thing is to support, you know, they've got young kids. They're trying to make a living. They're full-time musicians, as far as I know. I could be wrong. You know, so the COVID certainly doesn't help them with two young kids. They said hopefully the kids will be in bed, but sure, but it doesn't matter. You know, I've done stuff with my kids, and they've come up on stage with me and done all kinds of stuff for all ages, so I'm not adverse to that at all. You know, I just got to play for some kids today, virtually, for Alicia McGuinn, and so that was a lot of fun playing for the preschoolers. They had them all jumping up and down, and she had a little accordion there for them as well. That was really good. So, all right, anything else?
Caitlin is a good dancer too.
She's a great dancer.
If we could get her to dance, oh my gosh. We've seen her quite a few times in Ireland, and they're both great musicians. If you're not familiar with them, it's really worth signing up for them.
Oh yeah, I've gotten to play for her dance. I got to play for her mother dancing too. I mean, her mother's a really good dancer, you know. So yes, and she came out here and Anton was out here. I don't know if Cotchin came out to Cascadia, but I know Anton and her father was out here for the music camp, Cascadia music camp. I guess the other thing I should mention, any of this stuff, for if you're planning on doing stuff, I'm actually going to be doing, Swannano is going to go ahead, but it's going to be all virtual this year. So if any of you are interested, I actually do a session workshop, and I've been doing it for a few years. At Swannanoa, and it's usually a really nice class. We usually have a really good time, and you know, there's not much you can do virtually, so you know, we'll probably end up doing something similar to this. So we'll play a bunch of tunes and learn some new tunes maybe, and talk about sessions and etiquette and all that kind of stuff. But check it out if you're interested. It's going to be in July. So it might be on my website, but you could look up Swannanoa. You'll get Celtic Week at Swannanoa. I'm going to be doing the accordion as well, of course, teaching the accordion. And we're doing something for, there's an organization that we were involved with called Sober St. Patrick's, and we're going to be doing a big show for St. Patrick's Day, a virtual show with myself and Brian Conway, Jerry O'Sullivan on the pipes, and Patrick Mangan, Dylan Foley. Is a fantastic lineup of people. So I don't know if you have any plans for St. Patrick's Day. It's a little bit different this year, obviously, because it's virtual, but it's the whole point is to have a big party in New York every year. And this is the 10th anniversary. So they've got some special stuff lined up for St. Patrick's Day, if you guys are interested. I know we're looking a little bit ahead, but just so you have an idea of some of the stuff that I'm doing. Not enough.
Hey, John, can I just talk for just a second?
Absolutely.
People who are new to the session, we record the session each week, and there's a website where you can download the previous week's recordings. We only have 1 week at a time up there, so you have a whole week after tonight. I make the recording during the session, then I post it first thing on Thursday morning. So there's a site I'm putting in the chat there, and on that site is all the set list for all the sessions going all the way back to the beginning. And then you'll find at the very top of the most recent set list a link that you can click on to download an MP3 file of this entire event today. So if you can, bookmark that link, and then every week on the day after the session, you can go there and get the recording from that previous week's session. So, and I'll be updating that every week. So there's also information up there on John's tip jars and all that if you don't get it from the chat today. So everything's up there for you.
Yeah, and as they say, warts and all. So you get the good, bad, and the ugly all in one fell swoop there. And so, you know, I gave up a long time ago worrying about that kind of stuff. You know, when I was young, like Jared, I sometimes wouldn't leave the house if I made a mistake at a gig. It might take me a week or more to actually leave the house. I'd be so upset. But I've given up on that now at this stage of my life. I just would like to wake up without pain. That's where I'm at right now. So, all right. So let's get back to playing some tunes. What did we just, did jigs, right? Oh, yeah. Let's go back to reels. And then maybe we'll go to hornpipes or polkas or slides or something after that. So, Lady on the Island. That's my Lady on the Island right behind me in her room there. I got the lady on my island, let me tell you. Such a great tune. Say hi to Jan. Jan's very quiet tonight. Jan got hacked yesterday, so she's very distraught. And she got several emails from people and phone calls. And she usually goes to bed at 7:30, and she couldn't sleep until, like, you know, 10 o'clock last night. So she was a wreck.
Just tell her we still love her very much.
Yes, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn.
that means a lot coming from you.
You know, what is up with these people? They got nothing better to do, you know, than to mess with people and mess with their lives. It's just ridiculous. All right, sorry. So okay, so that's the Dairy Maid, Lady on the Island. That's it, right? Let me check my list. Yeah. Okay.